Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Reiki Radio. I'm your host, Joe, and I'm excited to have Dr. Christina Tondora with us today. And we're going to be talking about the New Moon Radical Forgiveness and Reiki Healing event we have coming up on September 26th. Dr. T, how are you doing today?
Hey, Joe, I'm good. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
I'm excited for today and for this event.
Yes. For those that don't know, Dr. T is in Connecticut at the moment. How's the weather up there?
It is perfect. 75, light breeze, sunny.
You ready for Phoenix?
I'm ready. I'm ready for you.
Awesome.
Yep.
So this event we have coming up, please explain maybe what people may expect, or maybe who this might be for, or what happens during one of these awesome events.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the New Moon Radical Forgiveness and Reiki Healing event, and I've been doing the Radical Forgiveness ceremony for about 5 years now. And it's a powerful healing event. It was developed by a man named Colin Tipping as a way to transform those negative experiences that we've had in the past. And so it's a way to reframe our awareness of things that have happened to us. So we move you from victim consciousness into creator consciousness, where we all want to be. And so it's a great way to really get rid of all those feelings of guilt and shame and betrayal and anger and transform them into something that's for us. So there's a couple things about the Radical Forgiveness Ceremony, and I'm just so excited to have you there this time because, you know, Radical Forgiveness it's all about healing and energetics and quantum healing, right? And that's what Reiki works on. It's all energetics. And so,
yes.
So to have you there is going to be this powerful experience just to help us transform all this energy and move it out of our bodies. So if you haven't been to a ceremony before, which you haven't, which is going to be kind of cool because you haven't been to one before.
Yeah.
There's 5 stages to radical forgiveness, and it's different than traditional forgiveness, right? So like people say, oh, you know, let bygones be bygones, you know, just get over it. Well, no, you don't just get over things, because the energy of those experiences stay stuck in our cells, right? And so this is a way to kind of transmute that and transform that. So I move you through, or the 5 stages of radical forgiveness are to tell our story, right? We have to share our story. And what's nice about the ceremony is you don't actually have to tell your story. I read through, there's 17 different statements, which pretty much covers all those experiences that we can have, all those bad experiences or negative experiences that might upset us or hurt us. And so you don't have to tell your story. The next stage is to feel your feelings, right? And as you say in yoga, you can't heal what you don't feel. So you got to feel it in order to heal it. It's just about bringing those feelings back up so we can get rid of them and transform them. And then the third stage is what we call collapsing the story. So anytime we have an experience, we have interpretations around it, right? We label it,
right?
It's either good or bad. And so it's taking those interpretations and just collapsing them. And it's bringing some compassion to both the victim and the perpetrator. But at that point, you're still a victim. And so where the radical part comes in is really in stage 4 or step 4, which is reframing that story. So in this ceremony, what we try to explain is that things don't happen to us, but they happen for us.
Love it.
And that everything happens for a reason.
Indeed.
And that's a pretty powerful statement. And everybody's going to be like, Dr. T, that's just bullshit. I can't, but it's true. If you look at it, it depends on our awareness around everything in our lives, right? How we view things. And so that reframing the story is the radical part. And then step 5 is where we integrate the new story. So we're actually resetting our neural pathways. And how we integrate the story in the ceremony is we walk across a circle. that healing circle. And it's just like we do every day. We journey across the universe and we run into, you know, another journeyer where we get our story witnessed and validated. And so that's the really powerful moment where we get to experience this together. And I think one of the things about the ceremony is that sense of connection. You know,
absolutely.
I think that a lot of us have lost. We have that sense of connection where we're all in this together. And one of the things that most people say about the ceremony is that, you know, there are other people that feel the same way that they do, or there are other people that experience similar situations that they have. And so you can identify and you can relate and you can have empathy.
Yes.
And it's just, it's an amazing healing experience. I don't want to go into too much detail because, you know, the whole ceremony is confidential, and even the statements that we read, because, you know, we want people to come in with an open heart and an open mind coming into the ceremony, so they don't have a preconceived notion of what it's about. So they're there and they're right in the experience. So I'm just so excited to have you come and experience this and give us some of your Reiki love while we're going through this.
I'm lit up like a Christmas tree just listening to you talk about this. I cannot wait. Like,
well, you know, I can't put it into words. You just have to experience it for yourself. And
right.
I've seen and heard stories from folks after going through this, just how it's changed their lives. Like things happening to them, it just frees, you know, it's freeing up your heart.
Yes.
Because you know that forgiveness is never for the other person.
No, it's an inside job. Absolutely.
Yeah.
To love that story and rewrite it the way truly you want it to be written is so powerful.
Yeah.
And we all have that ability, and we come together in a shared space and openness and love with beautiful souls. Amazing things happen. And I'm just so excited.
I know. It's really cool. And, you know, what's nice about the ceremony too is that each of us, you know, we're all wounded, right?
Absolutely.
We're all wounded
healers.
And so when I share my wound, the wound in me evokes the healer in you. And the wound in you evokes that healer in me. And then in that moment, it becomes such a powerful healing experience.
All in this together, and together we get higher is what we like to say. And it's beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's really that heart connection. And I can't even say enough about it. Like I said, I've been doing this for 5 years across the country in Arizona, in Colorado, and now I'm here in Connecticut. So I have the event with you in Scottsdale in September. I have an event in Connecticut at Horses Healing Humans, where we're going to be using the therapy horses in the Radical Forgiveness Ceremony. So that is just an amazing experience.
And that's our next one.
That's our next one. That's right.
No, I'm excited about that. I've heard nothing but super positive things about equine therapy and the horses and how powerful they are. But first things first, and that is on the 26th. Super excited. After this event, is there any follow-up or anything available to the participants?
Yeah, you should do a follow-up call with everybody who's gone through the ceremony, and that means anybody who's ever gone through the ceremony. And I just started holding some healing sessions afterwards where we can do Reiki and kind of share our stories and share what's happened to us after we've gone through the ceremony. So again, it's keeping that continuity of connection.
Yes.
That we need that heart connection with each other. So we have that. And I'm just so excited. I'm glad you're going to be there. It's the first time we've incorporated the Reiki with it. So,
woo! Hell yeah.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
Off the chart.
I'm excited. I'm goosebumped up. And I can't wait. So this is beautiful. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out to myself or Dr. Tondor. Is there any contact information you want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. They can email me at drtondor@drtondor.com. You can call my office at 602-971-0621. Get me up on Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger.
However,
reach out to us. We're here for you.
Amen. And cannot wait. All right, guys, we appreciate you listening, taking the time to listen to Dr. Tondor and I talk about this amazing event coming up. Again, any questions, hit us up. Other than that, love and light. Stay bright. All right. Peace, Dr. T.
Peace.
Love you.
Peace out. Love you.